This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 21 for Tuesday, August 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Tuesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's downturn. Canola down 15 to over $20, November down 15 at $821.60 per ton. Losses in European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil accounted for some spillover selling pressure, but Malaysian palm oil was slightly firmer. Manitoba and eastern Saskatchewan saw widespread rains yesterday, while heat warnings are in place for Alberta. Crop conditions remain relatively favorable, but enough areas of concern do persist to keep some caution in the futures. The Canadian dollar is showing some stability after falling sharply relative to its U.S. counterpart on Monday. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower as concerns over soft economic data out of China weighed on world markets for the second day in a row. Weather forecasts calling for welcome rains and cooler temperatures across much of the Midwest added to the selling pressure in the soy complex. The November contract down 20 cents at $13.92 per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop dipped 1 point in the good to excellent category in the latest weekly report, now coming in at 58% good to excellent. Monthly crush data showed 170.2 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in the U.S. in July. That was slightly below expectations. The USDA reported private export sales of 228,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico this morning, providing some support. Corn, also pressured by the good Midwestern weather and follow-through after yesterday's losses, the September contract down 9 cents at $6.17 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was rated 57% good to excellent. That's also down 1 point on the week. Wheat, it is turning mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat edging up in the September contract now at 9.11 and a quarter per bushel. Kansas City also turning higher after earlier losses, up 2 cents in September at 8.84 per bushel. Chicago wheat still lower, down a penny in the September contract at 7.99 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 90% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's 4 points off the average for this time of year. Meanwhile, spring wheat was 16% harvested. Condition ratings for spring wheat were left unchanged at 64% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 16th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.